We're going to go to the phones right now. Bethany is calling from Michigan. Welcome to the program, Bethany. How are you?
Hi, Cale.
Hey,
nice
Bethany.
To talk to you.
Thank you. Likewise.
I'm a fan already. I love listening to your show.
Oh, thank you very much. It's so kind. It's so kind. I'm glad you're along with us for the ride.
My favorite thing to do is to study the Bible. So I just love how you dive into little tiny parts. So you get, you know, you get a lot out of it because you explain the little tiny parts. I love it.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that. So, yeah,
so
what's on your mind? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not the bringer. I am the bringee. I was brought by my friend Anne back into God's loving embrace, because I'll tell you, a lot of times I think I don't deserve it. And she said nonsense. People have done worse and they'll be forgiven. So nonsense, she says.
You know, I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, I feel very undeserving. I've done some bad things, you know, I think most people have. But my brother and I went to a Lutheran church. Our mom baptized us Lutheran. And we were in catechism at the same time, and my brother is like the A student, perfect. And I was very questioning and very rebellious. And I ended up getting tossed out of the class. And I didn't get to graduate catechism. My brother did. And it was a pivoting moment in my life, I'll tell you that, at 13 years old. Or 12. Wow. I was young. Yeah. Pivotal moment. The pastor should not have given up on me for asking too many questions. He should have said, hey, I'll talk to you later.
But not too many people get kicked out of catechism school, so...
Well, I asked, you have to have blind faith, Bethany. That's what he said. You have to have blind faith, Bethany. And I was like, well, my daddy told me if a bunch of my friends were jumping off a cliff, then I shouldn't follow them without asking questions.
You know, that's it's a great tragedy, because if you were asking questions and you were told to leave, I mean, those are the kinds of students you want, you know, people who are curious, who are, you know, asking those deep questions. Wow, that is really, really... That's the kind of student I would want in a catechism class for sure. And that's I'm sorry that that happened to you, Bethany. And can you just tell me really quick, Bethany, how you came back? Like what was the pivotal thing that brought you into the Catholic Church?
Well, I was starving, literally starving. Only had a few things in the fridge. And I reached out on Facebook to a lady that was at a lighthouse church in the town closest to me, the biggest town close to me. And she drove about 30 miles to bring me a couple boxes of food. And she didn't even know me. And I thought, wow, how gracious. Why would she do something like that? And she invited me to her church, and that was it, long story short.
Wow, that is incredible.
I've been going, except for COVID. I've been doing all my studying at home. I'm terrified of getting sick.
Well, you know what? I am so thankful that Relevant Radio is here for you. And I want to thank you for listening. I know it sounded like you were driving in the car there. And it's great that we do provide these, you know, bite-sized teachings for people, because often they're traveling from one place to another. But, man, that's a powerful story. Someone that you didn't even know brought you food, and you were thinking, man, why would somebody do that? You know, and that's – so never, never discount. If you're listening out there today, you might think, well, you know, I'm not the most eloquent person. There is a lot that you can do. You know, our actions speak so loudly. You know, as that old saying, you know, your actions are speaking so loudly, I can't even hear what you're saying. And that sometimes happens in a good way. You know, our kindnesses, our good deeds can never discount the impact that you can have on someone else. Just as Philip brought Nathaniel to Jesus, we can bring others to Jesus with our words and our deeds. We got to do both, you know, as best we can. Wow, that's a great phone call. Thank you so much, Bethany, for listening, and thank you for your kind words. And glad you're with us on this journey. And thank you for listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. If you missed an episode, you can always download them on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com. We'll be back again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll get to Batman eventually. Timmery's up next. I want to tell you that Patrick Alog produced... Jake and Jim screen the calls, and Karen Moran works social media. Take it away, Michaela.
Thank you for listening to my daddy.